Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world remains in chaos. And it was preventable. When America had a strong leader, as we did under Trump, the world was a better place. And there's nobody can argue that unless you're just being a contrarian. You don't have to like Trump, but I'll tell you this. The world was a better place. America was a better place. The majority of the people in the world would say that, and the majority of people in America would echo exactly what I just said. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. 0 years are supposed to be great years. Turned 60 this year. Built an amazing life. With amazing memories, amazing friends, experiences, etc. If you had told me I would be going through what I'm going through right now at 60, this should be one of the most heralded celebrations of my life. I should have been able to rent a yacht. Now, partly it's my own fault. I don't sell out. I don't beg. And I don't pretend. When we are going to get something done, my group does it. We give it our all. But I will tell you, the roughest year of my life, financially anyway, and having lost lots of friends because, you know, getting a little older and looking at what's ahead for the future, which I will always be optimistic because I know my capabilities. But I feel sorry for what's going on in the world because under Biden, we've suffered. I know my family, we've made radical changes to our lifestyle. And it wasn't like we were living large prior. You know, we got 2013, 2014 cars. We live modestly. I mean, outside of, this isn't a big spend, but, you know, letting our kid play baseball, we just eat regular food. We're not eating caviar and, you know, and what beluga, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, we're not eating crazy stuff. Just normal life. It's causing us to have to make radical changes. I can only imagine how people suffer that. And again, we weren't living large, but I'm saying below us, what are they doing? Let me just say, it's a crazy world out there. Don't get down. Don't get down. Everything I'm going to tell you today, there's not going to be a lot of great news. Because until we get rid of Joe Biden, until we get rid of these racist, anti-Semitic leftists, the world's not going to change much. And I think Israel provides a backdrop for what people need to see as to what the world can devolve into. Where you are running for your lives. And don't act like you can't take it literally. You can literally, in moments, be running for your lives when leftism decides it's going to rear its ugly head. I'm talking about the hatred, the criminals. They're haters, and they don't want to admit it. I'm going to play a clip from a congresswoman who's condemning the anti-Semitism of the left as if it's something new. They call the right, oh, those anti-Semitic right people. I don't even know any. I don't know anybody on the right, I'll be honest with you, that hates Jewish people. I've heard people make comments about Jewish people that, you know, you may go, oh, well, that's kind of stereotypical or whatever, but no hatred. I wouldn't tolerate it. I have many friends who are Jews. Good friends. Many of my donors are Jews. Love them. And I stand with Israel. Probably so. I stand with anyone who is just looking to be left alone. All they want is their freedom. Freedom to worship, do whatever they want. There are Muslims out there who are getting put under the blanket of radical Islam, and they have no intentions of hurting anybody. And then there are the radicals. They make us appear to be radicals. Oh, these are the people that go beat people up at rallies and who go march on D.C. in order to take over the Capitol or whatever else. And then you say, well, wait a minute. Those people that were at the rallies, it turns out they were changing clothes and they were union thugs. All those people at J6, they were changing clothes and they were members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Oh, but we're the radicals. They're the ones who go to a baseball game and shoot up a congressman, threaten to kill Supreme Court judges, and people look the other way. I'm going to talk for a second. I'm going to read from an article that came from Front Page Magazine talking about the terror that Black Lives Matter inflicted upon this nation, 200 cities plus, enriched themselves. Nothing more than a terrorist group, and enriched themselves in ways that would blow your mind, bought themselves the leadership, multi-million-dollar homes, and now you know what they're spitting out? Anti-Semitic racist crap. This is where we are. Radicals right now are blaming Israel for the carnage happening in that area of the world. And I want to remind people, that carnage isn't over. While we sit here, as uncomfortable as it may be, difficulty paying bills or whatever you may be going through, you're not on the run for your life. You're fighting for your metaphorical life. Because what you're worried about is, are they going to cheat you in the next election? Are you going to really get to elect the representative you want, the president you want, etc.? And you need to be concerned about it, but you're not running for your life, not yet. If they win this next election, you will be. We're not far away. From a government perspective, we're living administration to administration on when the shoe falls. And it came dangerously close this time around in the big cheat. And the question is, are we going to let them do it again? 2024 is not up for grabs. We win on every single policy position on the planet. The weakness of this government is the reason why Israel is where it is. This so-called president, if they can win now, we can't defeat them. I'll just be honest with you. It's game over. What could I come on here and tell you if we can't beat them in the next election? Not much. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How could you not feel for the people of Israel? It would be like an earthquake happening in Afghanistan, and we're over here in America going, yeah, I hope the Muslims all die. And I mean, who would do that? I wouldn't. I know most of you, most of the people I know in the conservative movement, we wouldn't do it. I don't care if it happened in China. I'd still be sick. Understanding the human dynamic of whatever the tragedy is. I don't know how you feel. If there's a tsunami that occurred in Indonesia and they say 15,000 people died, I'm not cheering. The first thing that I think about is, oh my gosh, you know, I hope that, you know, I pray for the suffering that, you know, I pray that these people didn't suffer, that their families don't suffer. I think about the aftermath. I never think, oh, good, they got what they deserve, even if it's against our enemy. I don't really feel like we have any enemies per se. We have governments that are a little self-serving, and we have people that are radical that need to be put down like rabid dogs, like the Al-Qaeda and those types of people. We have people that are idiots like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, but if they die, I still feel like, you know what? The human side of me has to come there first. Anyway, I don't know if you feel the same. And I know a lot of people probably don't. You're like, no, they can die like dogs. And I get it. Trust me. There are certain people, they could. I'm talking about a tragedy across the board. I'm not talking about an individual. Like, oh, they took out the general and used it, killed a bunch of Americans. Great. Congratulations. I'm not losing any sleep over it. I want to be clear. But if there was an earthquake that took out the general and his family, I would be saddened for them. You lose in war, fine. You lose because of natural occurrences. It's like, oh, wow. And I'm thinking about the tragedy of it for the region or whatever it may be. I think you get the point. I'm belaboring it. I said earlier, people are blaming Israel for the carnage happening around the world. Hundreds of people captured. And the things that these people are going through, no human being should ever have to go through. But because they were taken by animals, you can only imagine how bad it is for these folks. AOC attended a pro-Palestinian rally, but she spoke out against bigotry and anti-Semitism. I'm curious at how that's going to play out, because I don't think she means it. Or maybe she does. Maybe she really gets it. You know what? I shouldn't be feeling, I can't hate these people. They didn't do anything this time around. But what's it going to do to the squad? Because we've got clips we'll play what's her name? Rashid or whatever, Tlaib. These people are crazy. So let's start with, there's a clip, I think it's Joy Behar. And, oh, you know what, let's not do that. I want to stay on this anti-Semitism thing for a bit. Let's play the clip of that, I think her name is Elise Slotkin. She's a Democratic congresswoman. And she seems to just be coming to the realization that the left are anti-Semitic. Wow. Think about the most anti-Semitic people in Congress. Who comes to mind? The squad, right? But this is a Democrat woman who is saying, well, we do know there's anti-Semitism on both sides. Well, I'd like to know where. I see it front and center on their side, but them not wanting to address it. But here she is talking about it.
You have a Democratic colleague from Michigan, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. She's the first Palestinian-American woman to ever serve in Congress. And she released a statement that said, quote, I grieve the Palestinian and Israeli lives lost. The path to peace must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, and dismantling the apartheid system that creates the suffocating, dehumanizing conditions that can lead to resistance. As long as our country provides billions in unconditional funding to support the apartheid government, this heartbreaking cycle of violence will continue. What was your reaction when you read Congresswoman Tlaib's statement?
Well, first of all, I mean, I handle my issues with other members of Congress privately, right? I have lots of private conversations. But I think for me, it shouldn't be hard to condemn terrorists and terrorism, right? And that doesn't mean you don't have beef with the Israeli government, right? Lots of people, we saw a fifth of the Israeli population had beef with the Israeli government. But it should be easy, especially with the details coming out, to condemn terrorism and terrorists. And Hamas is a terrorist organization. They do not represent all Palestinians. We shouldn't connect those two. So I think that was the hardest part, not just about that statement, but a number of statements that have come out from organizations and individuals. I don't question whether someone has the right to be angry at the Israeli government. I question their inability to condemn grievous violence. And that's what I think has been difficult.
So let's just cut to the chase on what she's saying. She's saying, why are my people, these Democrats, why are they not condemning the act of terror? You cannot like, let me put it this way. I could see someone who is somebody I don't like get robbed or beaten, and I would feel sorry for them. I could condemn the act. I may not like the person that's, you know, I may say, well, you know, turnabout's fair play or whatever, if they're the type of person that does it. But the act itself, particularly if it's wanton, if it's not like the person did anything, it was a random act. And that's what happened. Dozens, I don't know, hundreds of these people came from the Gaza Strip and jetted over in multiple ways into Israel, and for no other reason, just grabbed people off the street. They weren't, it wasn't like they were going after the government or they were going after specific people that had issues with the policy. The idea was punish these people and punish them big time. And let people see the level of violence that we're willing to go to for this. That I don't get. And that's what she's saying. But she's also saying it without saying it. Why is this my people? Why is it my side? I perused the paper. And, you know, what would I call it, the paper? But I perused the internet. And I was looking for anti-Semitism on the right. Somebody please show it to me. Show me where some right-wing congressperson, some nutcase, said Israel got what they deserved, you know, or won't condemn the terror attack. I can give you at least five Democrats, and forget the squad of eight, that already came out in support of Palestine, the fictional place of Palestine. But there were people that had come out of the woodwork. And they're like, no. And they're being asked point blank, do you condemn this violence? Do you condemn this attack? They won't say yes. I condemn it. That's who she's talking about. Jake Tapper knows it. And when we come back, we're going to play what Jake Tapper said because he realizes it. Now, they always couch it in, but there's all of this anti-Semitism on the right. Well, show it to me. It's like all the Democrats that became Republicans. Please show it to me. I'm waiting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's finally a winner of the enormous Powerball jackpot, a winning ticket worth over $1.7 billion. The second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history was sold in Fraser Park, California. The United Auto Workers strike adding more members. The union said in a tweet that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant are joining the strike. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. House. Two protesters arrested during former college swimmer and women's sports activist Riley Gaines' Real Women's Day event at Pennsylvania University. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden has called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social post. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For leftism to flourish, there can never be peace. I'm going to repeat that. For leftism to flourish, there can never be peace. They will find whatever it takes to create chaos. I don't care if you make everything equal, it will be unequal in a second. If everybody looked the same, same color eyes, same height, if we were robots, if they dressed one set of robots in blue and the other in red, those robots would be killing each other within minutes of introduction to leftism. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We talk often of content of character. We talk about the absurd notion of being colorblind. We have to be colorblind. I like looking at our differences. If I didn't, I'd be married to my doggone self, not to a beautiful woman. I love me, but I love looking at other people that have qualities that help mine. And this idea of equality and equity and anything that's got EQ in it, an equalizer, your graphic equalizer doesn't even make your music the way you want it. Nobody's ever set their music up the same way. Your ear hears differently than my ear. Your vision is different than mine. Some people see themselves as perfect. Some people see themselves as too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too whatever. And we all seek something inside of ourselves. And you know what? Let me tell you something. God made you perfect. He made you exactly the way He wanted you to be. And He knew of you before you even were thought of, conceived. He knew of you. And He made you perfect. And the only thing He said is you got to find out what perfection I put inside of you. That's the goal. Leftism doesn't like that goal. Leftism says, no, no, no. You're going to look at these differences. You're going to understand that, Kevin, so what? You're 5 foot whatever. You're not. You can be the center for the Lakers. Just let me have at it. If you're black, I can make you think you're white. If you're white, I can make you think black. I can make you believe that you have privilege over one over the other. And I will do it using all the racism and sexism. I'll tell women you can be men. How sexist is that? Both in either direction, pick it. Why would you want to be either one? God made you perfectly. Even in your flaws, He made you perfectly. But leftism doesn't want you to see that, boy. They want you to take that flaw. It's like when I was coming of age and I would take these guys, my clients, to these gentlemen's clubs. The most beautiful women in the city worked at these places, and when I was around them, because I was hanging out with them, I was their buddy. Yep, I even dated a couple of them, and I'll tell you this, every one of them
Not everyone, but a bunch of them. You know, they had their little things. Oh, my gosh, she's so much prettier than me. She's, look at her legs. Look at her this. Look at her hair. Look at her eyes. Look at that. And I would be like, do you understand how gorgeous you are? And you're looking over at this other person and you're coveting what she has? Most 99.9% of the guys I know would give a lung to have be with any one of you in the room, and you know what it was? A room full of people, women, gorgeous women, that kept saying, look at her, look at her. I wish I had. And all, there was rare exception that one wasn't looking at the other one making a comparison. Rare exception. So we've got this group of people that pit each other against each other, and they can't. Once they do that, once you pick sides, man, it's on. Game on. Look at Donald Trump. Dude was a rock star. People loved this guy. Rappers loved him. Politicians of all ilk wanted him. Hollywood loved him, embraced him, etc. And all he had to do was put on the color red. Become a Republican. Declare your side. Is he any different? Of course not. Are you any different? Look, you can label me all you want. You could change my label, because let's face it, you can do it, right? I don't have to be a man. I could be a woman. I could change my label anytime I want. But if I don't change my political persuasion, I'm done for. I could declare myself to be a woman, join the transgender community right now, and if I don't declare myself to be a reformed, conservative, Republican, Tea Party, MAGA patriot, I'm doomed. Doesn't matter. I pick my side. I put on red. Is that the world you want to live in? We got this lady. I played a clip earlier. She's talking about anti-Semitism on the right. We need to stamp it out no matter where it occurs. It occurs right in front of her face. Has she condemned her own Democrats, eight of whom do not want to acknowledge what happened in Israel? Has she condemned? She should be. I'm not going to tell her what to do. But if you want to condemn the so-called anti-Semitism on the right, why aren't you condemning the people on your side? They're blatantly anti-Semitic. I mean, there are people that will talk, well, you know, the Jews own Hollywood. They aren't saying it negatively. It's a statement of fact. If I say that I'm pro-Israel, pro-Jew, but I'll tell you this, Jews are very big in financial systems, banking systems, Hollywood, etc. Here's what I would say to anybody that wants to detract. Take a lesson from them. They figured it out. We want to be involved in banking and in the messaging and all this. And we, you know, when you hear Bilderberg, I think, unless it's German, it's Jewish, right? Erg and Steen and stuff like that. If you want to rule the world, follow their model. Don't be mad at them. It's like us with Hollywood. I'm not mad at Hollywood. Hollywood set the stage, but it doesn't mean they're doing it right. Maybe you have a better mousetrap. So instead of condemning them and talking, oh, the Jews, why don't you just do something? And here's another thing you could do. Shut your mouth and just go live your life. I want to play that Jake Clapper segment, or the clip rather, where Jake is sort of coming to the realization that, you know what? Maybe it's not the people on the right. And this is where I always come back to, what's our messaging? Maybe it's not the people on the right. It is not the people on the right.
There does seem to be, look, we spent a lot of time during the Trump years looking at anti-Semitism on the right. These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
You can almost feel how difficult it is for Jake Tapper to make that statement. He says, you know, we spent a lot of time looking at anti-Semitism on the right. No, they didn't. Let me tell you what they did. They spent a lot of time looking for anti-Semitism on the right, while wholly ignoring the anti-Semitism on the left. When did Ilhan Omar get elected? When did Rashid Tlaib get elected? AOC. The squad. Are you trying to, I mean, if Jake Tapper wants to try to convince me that he just came to this realization, what I will tell him is when you go through life with blinders on, that's what you see. See, the difference with us is if somebody's anti-Semitic and I know them, I'll call them out on it. I'll tell you this. I have been around hundreds of thousands of patriots in this country. Conservative patriots. I haven't corrected one of them and said, that's an anti-Semitic remark. Or, you've crossed the line. I've heard them say, like I told you before, well, Kevin, you do realize that the Jews own Hollywood. Okay. Again, that's not anti-Semitic. That's just a statement of fact. They didn't follow it up with, I hate the Jews, which is what leftists do. Leftists do. And by the way, it's not just Jews. They hate conservative blacks. Did I need to tell you they hate politically right white folks? Oh, just to be clear, they hate politically right anybody. And you know what you can do if you haven't noticed? You can say anything you want against the right. Anything. Remember that guy, what's his name? Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon went on an anti-Jew tirade on a radio. I shouldn't say that. It wasn't that big of a deal. But he put his foot in his mouth and he kept going. And he was ostracized for about 2 weeks. They took away his shows and he wouldn't let him on whatever the show was where they do the singing and it's the Masked Singer. They canceled shows. He's back. He's doing his shows and nobody says a word. It's never come up again. All is forgiven because he's a Democrat. Black leftist Democrat. But if he'd been on the right, his career would be over completely. So, anyway, when we come back, we'll play more of this because I still want to cover this topic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There does seem to be, look, we've spent a lot of time during the Trump years looking at anti-Semitism on the right. These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Jake Tapper tapping into his, realization, if you will, that the left is actually very racist, anti-Semitic, and a host of other things. And he says, it seems like the left is more shocked at the dehumanizing language used towards Hamas than what Hamas did, which is actually go in and kill people. And now they're torturing hundreds of people who've done nothing to them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I want to play the rest of it because this Democratic Congressman, Elise Slotkin, she still wants to try to balance this with, well, we should condemn it on the right and on the left. And Jake Tapper is noticing, you know what? Maybe it is more on the left than it is on the right. But here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, anti-Semitism should be stamped out wherever it is, on the right or on the left. And we shouldn't look more glowingly on it if it comes from our side. Right? So Republicans need to strongly condemn the grievous anti-Semitism that I've seen on their side, and we need to absolutely go after anti-Semitism on the left. And that it should just be a standard thing and not a political thing, whether you condemn it or not.
Let's explore one of those grievous anti-Semitic things that we do on the right. I have one. Thought about it. Has to do with Charlottesville. And they said Donald Trump said there are good people on both sides of the issues, and that he was essentially extolling the virtues of neo-Nazis who are anti-Semitic. And now, when you listen to the whole clip, you find out Donald Trump said nothing of the sort. But that's the type of stuff she's talking about, is grievously anti-Semitic. Now, let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say Donald Trump had said it. Who got hurt? Were Jews rounded up, taken out of their homes, and brutally sodomized? Were they killed in the streets? Did all these anti-Jew, Trump-supporting, Jussie Smollett-beating rednecks go on a rampage against Jews, or what happened? Let's just play devil's advocate. If Trump said that, what happened? It's kind of like if Trump asked for a mutiny on January the 6th, he certainly didn't get one. Where was it? Oh, that's right. There was that one guy walking through the Capitol looking around. You know, the guy with the shaman, him, where he was being ushered around. Is that the anti, you know, is that the scourge of the right? Man, these people are crazy. She doesn't want to admit what she already knows. The real anti-Semitic people in this country and around the world are leftists. Because you know what? Conservatives don't care about any of your issues. They don't care about your religion. They don't care about your sexuality. They don't care about your gender. We care if you're a good person. That's it. And you know what? Because we judge on that, Democrats hate us for this. They can't stand it. So, this terror attack has occurred, and I want you to understand this. I say this in all sincerity. It's the left's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault, because he's in charge. Now, I realize he's not technically in charge, but he wants to pretend that he is, so it's his fault. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to go into this in the next hour, but I'll give you some of it now. Biden, his cabinet is full of racists. I'm going to highlight some of the black ones, but I'll talk to you about some of the I'll give you a couple of them right now because we touched on it the other day with this guy, Mittar. But I'm going to give you some. Now, this doesn't make him anti-Semitic, but let's start with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Blinken is opposed to designating Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization and imposing sanctions on it, even though the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran established the Republican Guard explicitly, you ready for this, to strike terror in the hearts of the enemies of Allah, meaning the United States and Israel, and to quote, expand the sovereignty of Islam across the globe. Now, what have their terror involvements done? You know, before we give them a wrong designation, let's look at what they've actually done. Well, they planned 9/11, the old 9/11, murdering hundreds of American troops in Iraq. They promote Iran's nuclear proliferation and weapons delivery system development, and they provide weapons, funding, and logistical support to Iranian terrorist proxies. In other words, they condone and sponsor terror across the globe. All for what? for the sake of Islam. Biden's director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, is a signatory to a street letter arguing that the Democratic Party platform should include additional criticism of Israel. The letter also draws a moral equivalence between the Palestinian terrorists and their victims, Israeli Jews, by employing this phrase, violence, terrorism, and incitement from all sides. Further, the letter rejects the notion of Israel and Jewish sovereign rights in the historically Jewish lands of Judea and Samaria and accuses Israel of perpetrating an occupation of Palestinian land. Yep. It's just a few. Barack Obama started it, infiltrated America with anti-American people that do not love us, that hate Israel, and I always come back to this. Probably one of the least populous groups, ethnic groups in the world, the Jews. They carve out a little piece of land. You know they existed because we have biblical account of the Jews. Now, why the tribes ended up being so little and the other growing so big, that's for the historians to look at. But we recognize there are Arabs and there are Jews. And if you know your Bible, you know the point of separation. You also know that there came a time where God said, you need to go kill this, what would become the line, the lineage of the Arab population. And the person that he sent to do it disobeyed him. So my brother and I were having this conversation, like, where did this come from? You know, and he told me, I was like, wow. So the lesson is, do what God tells you, because it may not hurt you today, but it could hurt you generations from now. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with thousands of year old baggage. That the Jews seem, I mean, not the Jews, the Arabs seem to carry, and the Jews are like, look, all we want is our homeland back. I don't know if you've ever seen it. You should do this. Do yourself a favor. When you look at the land that the Arabs have, I want you to Google anywhere it's in the Mediterranean, in Egypt is African, but Google it. See all the different waterfronts, etc. And do this one. Go to Beirut. Go to Lebanon. Do an aerial shot of Lebanon, coastal country, and look at it. It's absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. I've never been there. Do you know that Lebanon is where Europeans and all the Middle Easterners go to party? And here's what's interesting about it. They go there to party even when it's in strife. They still got to go. It has got the best nightlife. It's got amazing food, amazing culture. It is truly something to behold. You'd never guess it when you hear about it. You think it's some war. I mean, and it is, but it is very war-torn in many, many ways. But Beirut is stunning. And so, why is it that you don't want Israel to have one little piece of land? Because I said, do a flyover of any of those countries. Look at the Arab countries and what's being developed and ask yourself, why would you want to keep this group from having this little bit of land? You can't come up with a good answer. So, the anti-Semitism, I'm just going to be clear, if I haven't been already. It hardly exists on the right. It's a figment of their imagination, made up stories, so far removed from the truth, it's embarrassing. We got more in the next hour. Keep it here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.